Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
That's right.
Here we are again.
You can't see us, motherfuckers.
Back in the saddle, man. What do you think, E.T.?
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
Here it is, 421.
Yeah, 421 for all you 420 heads out there.
Yeah. I wonder do you know the original meaning behind that, or is it?
Well, I think originally it was a time for stoners to get together and get stoned. It was a good time to get high.
Doesn't have any real significance other than that?
Well, I think that was originally what it was, and then it's just blown up to this big fucking... Hey, it's 420, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's what it's
like. All the high school kids are like, dude, it's 420. Let's skip school and hotbox the car.
Right. Skipped school and hotbox the car yesterday. That's exactly what I did.
Let's roll an ounce joint and sit in a sedan and smoke it.
An ounce joint?
Yeah. I have pretty much done that before. I used to have a friend named Klaus who would literally roll an ounce into a joint. But,
Wow, like Cheech and Chong style? Do you use like an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper to do that?
No. He used just tons of regular
a mosaic
tops,
of zigzags.
Yeah,
I had to wait till college.
You did?
Yeah, to smoke weed for the first time.
And it just got right in there, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I went pro right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, right? You enjoyed
it?
It
was great. I loved it.
When the gun gets weird, the weird turn pro.
That's right.
It's just weird. It's so illegal and out there, you know, but everybody does it. So it's like everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah, he gets high. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get high, too.
Yeah. You can tell.
You can tell. I can't tell. I can't tell, like, you know, when other people are stoned, you know, but I can tell when they get high.
Right.
You know, or like that they, you know, I could tell, like, oh, this person gets high.
You know, and some people, though, shock me about, I didn't know that smoked.
Yeah.
You know, when I found out smoked, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You know, what's even stranger is when you're a kid, and then later on, after you get into college and stuff like that, you find out that your friend's parents smoke. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's good. Stranger, you know?
Or you start smoking with your friend's parents.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, man, this whole time when we were kids, you were just getting high, and I was looking at you at like some sort of authority figure.
It's things like that happen throughout life, these realizations where you're like, oh, shit isn't the way I thought it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also another good example of that is when you're a kid and you used to go to like family reunions and stuff and you didn't see these people except but once a year or twice a year or something. And then, so you get older, and the older you get, when you start doing that, when you see these people again, once you turn 18 or 19 or 17, you think, oh, this person's an imbecile. You know what I mean? And growing up, I thought, oh, man, look at, you know, that's my authority figure right there.
Yeah, and then you find out, that person's a fucking idiot. Why didn't I see that when I was
yeah,
younger?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's...
That's, if you heard my phone there, that's people, we might be having some...
some sort of...
some questions.
Okay, yeah. I think we did one question on the last podcast that mm-hmm. was about phobias.
Well, this is from Matt Minch, our good friend in New York City.
Ah, what's old Minch up to?
Well, I don't know. I guess, did we already tell the story in the podcast about where he saw somebody wearing one of our shirts on the subway?
I don't know. You just told the story, though.
Yeah, that's on the New York City subway. And the girl thought he was hitting on him, or that he was hitting on her.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of creepy the way...
I know those people.
And she was like, yeah, right, you fucking creep.
Yeah. But Matt Minch wants to know, when did we know we were rock stars?
I knew at an early age.
What about you, E.T.?
Oh, man, I kind of knew at an early age. Kind of a lot of twists and turns since then, but yeah, I kind of knew at an early age.
That's what brings up the question, I guess, of what is a rock star?
That's right. That's an excellent observation on that question, Charlie.
Yeah. What is a rock star?
What is a rock star?
Who is the ultimate rock star?
Jim Morrison.
Man, but he's such an idiot.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Well, I know he's dead. But do you think Jim Morrison would have... Of course.
I mean, rock star, you know.
What about, like, Hendrix, man? He was a...
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. I don't know. I mean, I can't really pick one. There's a bunch.
There are.
From back then.
The epitome of a rock star.
Late 60s, 70s.
I mean, Alice Cooper is sort of that way.
I think more of a better question is, who's the last of a real rock star?
Fucking Mick Jagger, man. He's a goddamn rock star.
That's, and Keith Richards. They have two, like, the biggest rock stars in the same band, man.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
They're rock stars.
I wonder when they knew they were... They were probably, you know, very young. They were probably...
Oh, yeah. Especially
two,
Mick,
three years old, and they were like, Mick's doing the fucking strut and shit.
Yeah. Mick's just walking around, taking his shirt off, and just...
Driving all the ladies.
What's the matter with you, boy? We got some, what are they, Filipino girls or that are just dying to meet you?
That's it. You know, he wrote that song very early in his life, I guarantee you.
Probably 5 years old. He's just running around doing the strut going, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
He's just hanging on to it. He's just waiting for the right time. He knew he was ahead of his time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a few of those tunes in my head. I'm just waiting about 20 years and I'm going to bust them out.
Yeah, for the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna hit. It's gonna be crazy, son.
I don't know, man.
Who do you think back then? Who was would be your rock star?
Back then, like, Elvis was a rock star for a lot of people. You know, motherfucker died on the toilet. That's some rock star shit.
That's clearly some rock star shit. That's what we can all aspire to, is to die on the toilet,
man.
There's a lot of people that do die in the toilet, though.
Yeah, I wonder what the stats are on that.
Oh, God.
We'll figure it out. Dustin Six of the Blue Light.
Six.
Asks, how many ghosts were never born?
Whoa.
That's pretty fucking deep, man.
Man, are we getting into abortion shit now?
I don't know, are we?
I don't know. That's
heavy.
Are
we going to debate Roe versus Wade on the show?
Fuck it. Let's do it.
I'm not really familiar with that case.
Yeah, no, that'd be too heavy. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh, we've got breaking news here. We've got breaking news coming in. Governor Perry declares weekend of prayer for rain in Texas. Texas Tribune. All right, so we're going to do an exercise.
Is that for some for real shit?
Yeah, it's some for real shit right now. All right, but what we're going to do on the show right now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in our vast listening audience, is I want just a collective consciousness to be born on the show right now and for us to all think about trying to get rain to come to Texas because we really need it. So...
Everyone, put your minds together.
Put your minds together, and maybe if we create enough energy and we put the thought out there, the rain will come, because it hears.
Well, yeah, it's not like there are a bunch of different individual minds out there, you know. I mean, you may look at it that way in your small, pathetic little life, but actually, we are all connected. That's in a right. Huge quantum
bullshit.
Connection.
Or yeah. Quantum soup.
Right. We are connected to those raindrops up there that refuse to fall. We just need to bring them home.
That's bring right. Our brothers home.
That's it. Are you are
what the hell
thinking?
Is that noise?
It's thunder. It's actually my neighbor with her trash can. But
I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
Man, wouldn't that be awesome?
Even before we released the podcast.
Yeah, well, and that was just the power of our three minds, motherfuckers.
I know, and we created...
And Rick Perry. Well, that's in Rick Perry, I guess.
Rick Perry, that fucking globalist. Never mind. But yeah, so that's interesting that we have declares a weekend of prayer. So, if you pray to whoever you want to pray to, or just put the thought out there. See what the score is with this rain. Let's get it going.
Rain dance, motherfuckers.
That is right.
Do you ever see any people rain dance in not to be stereotypical of
Indians?
Hatchet packers.
Yeah.
But did you ever see any of that kind of stuff in Oklahoma?
Oh, they showed it to us as a kid, you know, they'd come to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Your elementary school, and come in and dance for you, you know, for like an hour.
Yeah.
Show you all the dances and stuff.
Yeah, they had that in Amarillo too.
But that's just, you know.
I think. I saw that shit like once. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting, I think.
It seems interesting.
We should learn some of those.
Yeah.
And we could do a rain dance on the show.
Yes, we could. The motherfuckers listening wouldn't be able to see it, but
yeah,
that's cool. Let's do it right now.
I kind of want to.
We need. I mean, we got drums and tambourines and shit. We could just, you know, make it happen.
Yeah,
make it rain.
Make it rain.
But it rained yesterday. What the hell is he talking about?
Well, I think that
he's just talking about Austin because that's all Rick Perry gives a shit about.
Well, he doesn't want the governor's mansion to burn down again.
Where are those big fires at?
When he sets fire to it.
Yeah.
There are some big fires right now, aren't there? Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Possum Kingdom Lake, like the whole fucking...
My brother said Dallas was on fire somewhere.
I don't know. Hundreds of acres in Possum Kingdom have been burned down. It's pretty sad.
That is really sad.
Yeah, because that lake was fucking beautiful.
Like, didn't we play there one
time? Yeah, what was the name of that place?
I don't remember.
It had those badass cabins that we stayed at.
Yeah, who did we play with? Didn't we play with some... No, they wanted to take you home.
Yeah, there were these crazy people. Oh, they weren't crazy. I don't know who these people. They were the only people there. There weren't a whole lot of people there.
Because
there was like a hurricane.
Hurricane came.
That blew through the lake and everybody was like, shit, fuck this, I'm going home.
Yeah.
And there was this like one group of people that stayed and they were like, yeah, hey, we like the hippie.
Yeah.
Can we get our picture taken with the hippie over here? Hey, hippie. How much weed do you smoke?
Yeah, and then they're like, that one girl's like, I just want to put you in my closet, and then I feed you and everything, and then I just have people come over and open up my closet and be like, that's my hippie. It was great.
She said, you need to eat. You need to eat some meat. Come over to my house. We got a lot of steaks. We got a lot of good meat, and we'll feed you, because you look like you haven't eaten in a while. Hippie. They kept calling me hippie. But they were super nice people. They were really cool.
Yeah, they weren't like being disrespectful. They were just, they were having
that
a good
time.
That
was honestly just like they saw me as a hippie and I don't know that they'd ever.
They weren't judging them at all.
Yeah,
they were just like, yeah, they were just genuinely intrigued.
And I was like, hey, redneck, what do you want?
Yeah.
Hippie, I want to take you home and put you in my closet.
And then
that was kind of creepy. That's where I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here.
So there's a BlackBerry app called CIA World Factbook 2011, the latest data plus 270 countries in your pocket, on over 270 countries in your pocket.
Wow, can you get that on the iPhone?
I don't know, but it costs $4.99, so fuck that shit.
Fuck, they need to make that a free app. Speaking of which, we need to get our app-making friends together. And
Burton?
Yeah. And see if we can get a You Can't See Us fucking iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, Martian app.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
That would be real sweet. Sometimes I don't know if I should do this Twitter thing because I'm concentrating on it during the podcast and I'm not talking or, you know, I'm not very...
Yeah, it takes...
I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, no, I can't either, man.
It is kind of fun to get other people involved, but...
Well, Josh Abbott actually sent me a question and said, what is your strongest argument for the existence of extraterrestrials?
Oh, wow. And did so?
Maybe my strongest personal argument would be because they've taken me.
You really think they have?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's a scientific, it's a mathematical fact that they exist.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, there are billions of galaxies other than the Milky Way galaxy. in the universe,
and not just the math works it out to be not where there. Yeah, there's probably one. Is that it works out to be there's probably millions.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
millions of civilizations.
Yeah, it just seems silly to say no. We're the only ones.
Yeah,
like well, I mean, we're obviously the only ones like really relatively close to us that we could visit. You know,
right?
There's probably not little people that are green living on Mars, but there is some weird motherfucker light years away from us
that knows how to get over here, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. That's like the whole, what was that motherfucker's name?
Is it the Drake equation?
No. There's, shit, the guy, I don't know. It's 420. I can't remember what the guy's name.
Steven Seagal? Stephen Hawking?
No, it's not Stephen Hawking. It's a guy who talked about aliens and space and I don't know.
Carl Sagan,
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said something about, you know, well, there is definitely life out there. I just don't think that it has visited this planet, you know. I think that that's probably more than likely the government or, you know, some other thing, but it's silly to think that there is not a life on other planets light years away from us. Because, like you said, mathematically, statistically, there has to be.
Yeah. It's a freaking certainty.
But to travel that far with the technology that we have is just not possible.
Right.
You can't do that with rocket fuel and shit. You'd have to have, like, some sort of time travel because...
Interdimensional...
Right. Well, like, with Einstein, he talked about how time and space are really the same thing. Right. So if you can travel through time, you can also travel through space. So you could go right. from one distance to another distance immediately, just like you could go from one place in time to another place in time immediately.
Yeah. So all we need is a damn
time flux machine. Capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
There you fucking go.
Or just a DeLorean.
You know, yeah. I've got a flux capacitor on my iPhone, it's an app.
Okay, so if anyone
that's convenient.
If anyone out there has a DeLorean we could borrow yeah. for the weekend, you know.
We'll come back with some answers for you.
Yeah, Twitter Charlie, and we'll use ET's flux capacitor on the iPhone, and we'll borrow your DeLorean for the weekend. And
there it is, man. He's showing
we'll
it
be
to
time
me.
Traveling. As long as that DeLorean can get up to 88 miles per hour.
Yeah, before we hit the clock tower.
So, do you have any more interesting tweeters for us?
Not really. No. Not down at all.
Nothing.
Nothing
from the Twitter. Twitter's a fucking bust.
I do have a news feed going, though. Dry ice lake on Mars. Suggests Mars once had a dust bowl.
Wait. Come... Come again with that?
A dry ice lake suggests Mars once had a dust bowl. I wonder if they had a Martian Woody Guthrie, too.
That would be crazy. Yeah. How far out would that be, man?
If he's there like, this land is our land.
And he has like a Martian fucking guitar that says, this machine kills Martian fascists.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Wow. I wonder where we can find the Martian Woody Guthrie records.
Somewhere.
They've got to be. I bet Bob Dylan has them.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's got the only copies.
He got them from NASA.
Yeah, you go, like, he has a few friends are like, yeah, but have you heard the Martian Woody Guthrie? The Zitty Guthrie records? They'd be like, what? And they think Dylan was just nuts, but then he puts on the
Zeddy. And here are some Martian folk songs.
Yeah, Zeddy
Guthrie. Sung by Martian Zeddy Guthrie.
With a Martian name is just Z.
That's going to be awesome.
Like, your Martian name would be Zarfire.
Starfire.
Mine would be...
Wow.
Zarly.
Zerik?
Zerik.
Zerik?
ZT. We just call you ZT.
ZT? Sure.
Yeah. So I've been calling you Eric G. Tar. Does that offend you? I know your middle name's not G, but...
No, man. It doesn't offend me at all.
But it just... Ah, it's so snappy.
Yeah, it just snaps right there.
It goes right. Eric G. Tar. And on the guitar, Eric G. Tar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mine.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma, Eric G. Tar.
Big old guitar in here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of, there's just something about it.
Yeah.
Do you like it? You think it's kind of hokey, hacky?
I don't know. I've never really paid any thought.
Good. Don't pay it anymore.
Yeah, I just
put it out of your fucking head.
I've had so many nicknames growing up that, you know.
Like what? What were some of
them? Oh, God. Tar Baby when I was a kid.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Oh, I guess because your last name was Tar. I guess.
Yeah, Tar Baby. And for some reason, now it's a big racist deal. I'm like, well, fuck, they used to call me that all the time when I was a kid.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, because your last name's Tar, though.
Yeah.
So that's exceptional for you.
Yeah. So, I don't
Still
know.
Still very
it's
hilarious.
Somehow, though. It's like a... I don't know. I think it's a story like Winnie the Pooh fucking story and a rabbit's named Tar Baby or something.
Yeah,
Indian fairy tales.
I was thinking that there was something that had to do with Disney.
Yeah.
Probably so.
The Briar Patch. Was there a Briar Patch involved?
I don't know.
That is the some other story.
I think it might be an Indian story, not a Disney story.
I swear to God there was a Briar.
Not dots.
Right.
What?
You know, Native American.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting some disgruntled tweets.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's that, Charlie?
Yeah, right. You're the one that says it all the time.
So what was another nickname that you had? E.T.?
Oh, E.T. was one of them, actually, if you can believe that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
Tar Baby. Ewok.
Ewok.
Yeah.
That's Ewok great. I like that one. Yeah. Ewok.
Let me see. Bojangles in college.
Bojangles, huh?
Yeah.
Like the Jerry Jeff Walker song?
I think it just got bowed legs.
No.
It wasn't because you were a dancer?
No. Well, I was a dancer. I mean, you know, back then. I made up all my own moves, man. You know, that was the time when coming right out of pop locking.
Right.
You know, spinning and stuff on the cardboard and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Really taking it to a more advanced schedule.
B-boy.
Not schedule, but a more advanced level. And that's where it kind of lost me.
Right.
You know, made that level jump.
But you had a break dancing like clan, didn't you?
Yeah, we did in junior high.
What were you guys called?
I don't even know. We didn't have a name, man. We just fucking brought it.
It was just the... What was the name of your junior high?
Clyde Boyd.
Clyde Boyd B-Boys. Oh, yeah. That flows, man. Yeah, look at that. Clyde I bet Boyd you guys B-boys. Were fucking on top of that, son.
No, we never could get together, man. We were all independent.
Wow.
You know, it was one of them everybody had tried to outdo everybody else.
So y'all never hit the road, did some shows in Philly, you know, kind of.
Oh, no. No, as it turned out, we all sucked, you know. So that was the thing, all sucked, but we didn't know it at
the time.
But you
were the best at Clyde Boyd Middle School.
Right, but when you'd go somewhere, you know, because around Tulsa and stuff, there's a lot of schools and stuff, and a lot of brother schools, and you'd see those brothers popping it somewhere down on the street corner in Tulsa, you'd be like, fuck it, I quit, you know.
Yeah.
You can't bring that.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be tough.
Anchorage, Alaska. Called a fight between the Megamind and the Megastar. Hollywood star Robert Redford is speaking out against the Pebble Mine, a huge copper and gold deposit poised for development in southwest Alaska, which also hosts the world's last and best wild salmon streams.
Oh, so they're going to fuck with the fish mine there.
That's bullshit. And you know Robert Redford directed A River Runs Through It. So this... is something that he feels strongly about.
Right. I wonder if, what's her name? Old Meryl's going to get in on this.
Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe, I don't know. I thought.
Oh, River Wild.
That was a different movie.
That was a different movie. River Runs Through It was with Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah,
and Brad Pitt from Top Gun.
Oh,
and Steel Magnolias.
Iceman?
No. What's his name in Top Gun? Shit, people are going to be yelling at me. If Patrick's listening to this right now, he's going to be killing me. The top dog in Top Gun, the instructor, Vector.
Victor?
No, I don't know, man. Shit.
I don't know, man. All I know is Iceman.
And Robert posted a blog early entry Thursday morning on the Huffington Post website that says he's not against mining.
Viper.
But he is against... Viper!
Yes.
Viper, call sign Viper. Yes.
You got it.
How did
Knew
you...
it.
Yes, good job.
Good job.
Putting mega mines where they don't belong. You know what? I agree with Redford on this one, just for the simple fact that those salmon are delicious and they need to be protected and killed.
I believe so.
Right. Protect those motherfuckers.
And then kill them and eat them.
No, they need to arm the fish. Arm the fish with nukes.
With laser beams.
With laser beams. Wow.
Have you ever seen that Robert Redford, Jeremiah Johnson movie?
I don't think so.
He's a mountain man. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm. Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I think it was filmed a lot on his property in Utah.
You watch a lot of movies, man. You've seen, like, a lot of movies.
That's all I do. When I'm not playing music, man.
So what'd you think about of all those documentaries that we told you about?
Oh, fuck, dude.
We told E.T., Charlie and I, and my wife told E.T. about some crazy documentaries. And it's all about, you know, very well-documented shit that's going on, but it's... pretty crazy, especially the first time you hear it and the first time you see it.
Yeah,
man. Like Loose Change. What did you think about that movie?
Well, I'm embarrassed to think that I fell for all that shit back then.
Well, I mean, I think everyone is. The first time you hear it, you think, what the fuck? It's unbelievable, really.
But yeah, I was like, how did I not see that? How did I not see that coming?
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I don't know what happened, you know. I don't really know what happened, but I know what didn't happen, you know, and I know there are a lot of questions as to, you know, that unanswered questions. That's the most suspicious thing on that, I think.
I think it should be must-see viewing for everybody.
Yeah, we won't even go any further, but to tell you about, you can watch it for free on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of
Loose
these are
Chains.
Free. Yeah, what was another documentary we told you?
Change, not Chains.
Yeah, Loose Change.
Oh, my God.
The light bulb conspiracy?
Yeah, that was the only one I haven't watched yet because it wouldn't let me watch it for some reason.
Oh.
It would never download completely.
That one's pretty good.
What was the...
These are all documentaries on a website called documentarywire.com.
Correct. Obama? Something Obama was in the
Obama
title.
Deception.
Oh, yeah. That was a...
The Obama deception.
I kind of bought that.
Oh, I bought it.
I bought all that stuff, man, because, you know, because when you're growing up when all that stuff is actually happening, you remember what went down that day. You remember all that stuff. And then you're like, yeah, that's right. The shit is a lot different than...
Yeah.
You know, the media just tries to just absorb you with a bunch of horse shit every day, all day.
It's all lies. You know, it's all lies.
Yeah. And everybody watches it and falls for it. Well, Bill O'Reilly said it must be true.
It's all
Keith
either.
Olbermann's... Mm-hmm. Keith Olbermann's running around, just running. Yeah. We'll go talk about sports, you fucking
It's
adult.
All either lies or distractions or half-truths, you know?
Well, what really got me is when they was really bashing Bush and then really bashing Obama. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, and that's
and
the thing.
They're bashing
them
both.
It's not like, you know, I mean, not to get into politics or anything, but it's not one side or the other. It's just, hey, this is how it is, and this is what these motherfuckers are doing.
That's kind of what made me pay attention was when they was bashing them both. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
very educational.
I think that to be in politics, unless you're somebody like Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul or somebody, the 90% of them are fucking moron thieves.
Right. Oh, yeah. 99% of them. Yeah.
Right.
Moron fucking thieves.
Globalist thieves.
Well, bastard and then you sit there, ass motherfuckers.
Both parties. And
then, you know, you had Ralph Nader in one of those and Dennis Kucinich in one of those.
Yeah.
I believe, right? And I remember
Ron Paul probably too.
Watching those guys and how the main media made them look like a bunch of fucking lunatics. Mm-hmm. You're a bunch of retards.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not.
And they're fucking not. They're the sane ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I was one of them ones that thought those guys, that guy's a fucking monkey. Look at him, you know, like Kucinich and stuff.
Yeah.
Dang, but look at him, he's retarded. He's one of the only sane motherfuckers up there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, him and Nader, but you don't get to see that in the mainstream media.
Because they always go to Dennis Kucinich on record, talks about seeing aliens. And so they're like, hey, this motherfucker's crazy.
Fruitcake.
When it's like, you know, all kinds of people have talked
about it. Seeing the UFO, not seeing
aliens. You're right. A UFO sighting. And so that makes him crazy. But they don't listen to all the other like real things that he has. And they do that with so many politicians that actually have real things to say. They just like start fucking with them.
Yeah, exactly. They ask them stupid questions and don't ask them. Well, first of all, the debates on TV and any party, it's you never actually learn what. All they do is they don't give them enough time to answer questions.
Right.
They don't ask them real questions.
And it's designed to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in and it works. That's the crazy part, is that it works, you know.
It's a popularity contest.
You know, after watching all that stuff though, I kind of laid there and I was like, all right, man.
Just a general feeling of we're fucked.
I was like, I've been getting ass raped this whole time. And then I was like, okay, do I become one of the ones that just kind of like, no, I just better keep my mouth shut. I get in trouble. Or do you do something about it, you know?
Or what do you do about it?
Yeah, that's, what do you do?
That's the hard part, is what do you do?
Where's the sane motherfuckers, like the Kucinich?
There's a lot of people out there that know about this stuff, and there's a lot of people that are coming around, even if they don't believe full-scale everything, they're starting to get into it, you know?
But then you have, like, this misinformation, like fucking Glenn Beck. Have you watched that motherfucker lately?
Yeah.
It's very entertaining, but he takes like these things, a lot of concepts that are in these documentaries, and then he makes it just look far out and insane and crazy, you know?
Exactly.
In a way where he's like, he's almost like Stephen Colbert, you know?
Like hurting the cause, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like if Stephen Colbert were a real person who really thought all of those things and it wasn't like satire and comedy and shit, he would be Glenn Beck. And then like Glenn Beck is this like
person who you're supposed to take seriously.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, I agree with a lot of what he has to say, but it's just like crazy the way he puts it.
And then people sit there on like, because, you know, I'm obviously we're all, I think, fairly liberal people, but the people, you know, other,
I'm just awake, man.
Other liberal, but people like, the whole thing is that you go Republican and Democrat and people act like that's something.
Right. It's Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah. It's Coke and Pepsi. It was just a different taste and they do the same shit.
It's a mirage, man.
Look at this. Obama goes in there and now we're in three wars. And everybody's like, if Bush would have done that, if Bush would have invaded Libya, all of you, quote, Democrats out there would have shit your pants.
Exactly.
But now you're just sitting there because Obama's doing it. Oh, well, it's okay because Obama's doing it. You know, so now we're in three wars and we elected the motherfucker to get us out of wars.
This is what I think. This is what I gathered from those documentaries on that very, like that very thing you just said is, fuck, man, it's not about Republicans or Democrats. That's a smokescreen.
Yeah.
Why everybody's bickering doing that and keeping the average dumb fucking American sitting in his trailer watching that. It's your goddamn Republicans are keeping us Democrats poor.
Yeah.
That's not what's going on.
And the Democrats
the shit
are stealing
going
our
on,
money.
The shit that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's something bigger than the Republicans or Democrats. That's just a fucking, that's idiocy now because it's hitting everybody.
It's distraction. It's really what it is. And meanwhile,
it's like a
the
magic
economy's
show.
Getting worse. You know, the dollar's worth less and less. And, it's just, they're doing all these other things.
Yeah.
And
it's starting to hit everybody in the pocketbook. And I just hope a lot of Americans get smart enough to go, oh, fuck, I can't believe I've been falling for this horse shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know,
I don't care if you elect somebody, because if you see the people who really say Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, they're one's a Democrat, one's a Republican. Those two people are more like, you know what I mean? The people who actually say what they want are actually real.
It's people who are in politics because they really care about
exactly
what they're doing. And they're not in politics because they can get some other corporate job out of it later and they can make, you know, millions of dollars. They're doing it because they really care about it.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's all
Ron Paul 2012.
Ron Paul 2012. Or Dennis Kucinich, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's all.
Hopefully, I would like for them to run together. That would be badass. It'd be like, yeah, we're the Democrat and Republican ticket.
But really, it doesn't matter. Even if Ron Paul became president, would things really change?
He would try, but he probably wouldn't be able to.
Exactly. It's like, who knows, man?
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably kill him.
Yeah.
Before he could do anything.
They would. Just like they killed fucking Kennedy.
Yeah. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a home. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper.
So what are we going to do for the...
Song of the Week?
Song of the Week. You got any ideas?
Hayes has a new album out, man.
I was going to say either Hayes or Matt King.
Hayes has this... Whatever song I heard on the radio was fucking badass. I think it was that Yo-Yo song.
Okay.
Let's look that up and see if we can get it.
I played a lot of gigs with his... Hayes had a bass player named Bonnie Whitmore.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, I played a lot of gigs with her.
She plays the SG bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, or that's what she had. I don't know. I don't even think she's playing with Hayes anymore, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
But Bonnie's pretty cool. I played a couple of gigs with her.
Yeah. We played in Southern California together, and I think South Dakota. There's Casino Circuit. Well, Daddy joined the Air Force, said it was a good soul. Danger, love, and money, but it only led to divorce. Ended up in Abilene, working at a Dairy Queen. Put me in the Army on the day that I turned 17. Here I am standing in the desert with a gun. Thought I'm going AWOL, but I'm too afraid to run. So I got myself a new plan, stealing from the Taliban. Make a little money, turning poppies into heroin. Sergeant didn't like it, so they put me in a hole. I said, is he shooting when they don't know where to go? Threw me on a lily pad, sent me home to no red. I knew I'd be in trouble, but I didn't think it'd be this bad. Stranger wearing all black, met me on the tarmac. Told him I was sorry, but I ain't ever going back. He said, you ain't in trouble, son, learn to fight without a gun. Got a new assignment, now you're working for the Pentagon. Gonna take a trip, wouldn't tell me what it's for. Gotta serve your country, gonna help us win the war. MIT, PhDs, night and day to test me. Ain't what I was thinking, but I'm being all that I can be. I ain't no genius, but I knew it wasn't right. Eating numbers in the morning and the LSD at night. Send me off to deep space, help them win the arms race. Hold on, me almighty, but this shit has got a funny taste. Above the ground, told me when I'm leaving, but another body coming down. Sitting on a bad dream, 1,000 pounds of gasoline. Ain't leaving nothing but some rubble in my slipstream. Mama always said I should be aiming for the moon. Never would have guessed that I'd be passing by soon. How the hell did I get here? Blasting through the atmosphere. Drop a rocket boosters and I'm shifting into high gear. Boy on the system and a bottle on my knee. Armstrong ain't got nothing on me. Hey, oh, here we go, K-Mac, yo, yo, C.
I'm gonna give me, gotta come up with a son of woe.
That ties in really well with this whole podcast.
Yeah, you know, man.
That was a
hey, great Carl. Tune, man. Great tune.
Yeah. K-Mac, yeah, yeah.
Damn. I want to hear the rest of that record.
Me too.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it's already out. I saw it at Hastings the other day.
Oh, man. We got to get that. Hayes fucking Carl, man. That sounds great.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Good record. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast, bitches.
Yeah. Join us again when the next one comes out.
That's right. It's, you know, we're on a regimented schedule, so.
And if you follow me on Twitter, tweet me some questions if you want us to answer them on the podcast. We don't answer all of them. We got several of them today, but we didn't get to them. But if we had them in advance, which I think we should do now, from now on, we will probably answer them.
Yeah, or maybe... if we don't get any more questions, then we'll answer the ones that we didn't answer already.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. Well, until next time, motherfuckers.
Be careful.
Peace.
Fight inflation, not farmers.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.